League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Dan Augustin, brought to you by Chastang Ford, brought to you by HRP, and brought to you by Damaris Barbecue every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coach, what's up?
Hey, man, how you doing? Did you get your turkeys ordered from Damaris yet?
I have. You know what? We're going out of town, but that is another thing. That's right. Everybody, you've got until tomorrow to get this done, and he's still got some left. So hurry up and get over to Damaris, or call, go to the website, damaris.com, so that you can get your turkey on. It's the best. Do you get the fried?
Yeah, I do the fried. We get the hams, too. So, you know, they don't just stop with the turkeys. They got the ham, too. You get all the sides as well. I think that's a little lazy if you have to order all the sides and all that. But I definitely go with the fried turkey.
The fried turkey's the best. It is the best. So if you're looking for the best turkey that you're going to have, it's right there at Damaris, damaris.com, or give a call up there. Okay, so, Coach, I don't know that I've seen a bigger second quarter play than I saw on Saturday. The taunting penalty, you were right there. You were right next to her when she makes this call. What did he say? And is there that was the biggest swing I think I've seen this year, and so early in a football game.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We really played well in the first half. If you take two plays away, and I know this is easy to say, but if you take two plays away, I mean, we play about as good as we played all year. I wasn't there. I was on the other side of the defensive coaches, so I didn't see it. They came to me and was just said, you know, they stood over him. They didn't know if it was number 23 or if not number 25, basically going back and looking at it. Both of them kind of did it, but it was pretty emotional. They made it sound like it was, like, in your face, pointing, yelling, all that stuff. And, you know, basically, you know, 23, Zay Hamilton, and 25, Jamal Morris make a good football play. They tackle a really good running back, Ollie Gordon, in the flats. They cause 4th and 16. They get emotional. They kind of look at each other and look down at him, and she immediately calls the flag. I don't think it was egregious. You know, you play with emotion. I told him all week, you got to play with emotion. You got to play with passion. You got to love to play the game. Get excited when you make plays. You know, can't stand over them. So they called it, and that resulted in them, getting a first down and then going down and scoring. We still played good. You know, we got the ball back. We moved it down. We scored, had a throwback. It's the first trick play I've ever executed properly, believe it or not. So we threw it. It was a reverse throwback to Donovan. We score, you know, we go up, you know, 21-9, you know, we stop them. You know, we pin them inside the 5-yard line on a perfectly executed pin punt. You know, we blitz them. We get a safety. You know, got all the momentum in the world, and then we throw a pick, and that gave them all the momentum. And I've never seen a momentum swing based on an interception, but basically they go score, and, you know, we're kind of rattled. We 3-and-out. They get a field goal, and then they got all the momentum going into halftime. So it's disappointing. As well as we played in the first half, just a couple of plays. You take away two plays, and, you know, we're probably up 21 points going into halftime with all the momentum, and it's probably a wrap.
Playing, making, having to, I guess, just surviving and answering adversity is the key. In sport, in life, but certainly in sports, it's a big one to prevent momentum. And I know college football and college athletics is much more momentum oriented than professional athletics are. Is there, you know, you can't call timeouts like you do to slow down the momentum of rolling down a hill against you like you can in basketball. What is, when you've noticed that, is there anything that you can think of that can, that you try to do as a coach to prevent that momentum from getting out of control on you when it does start to roll downhill?
Yeah, I mean, we tried to do that, you know, after we threw that pick, and, you know, Donovan's playing really, really, really good. Just the critical error is the thing that you got to prevent, which, we did that. But, you know, slow it down. The timeouts are real. I mean, you can call a timeout, as many TV timeouts as you have. I mean, I feel like that kind of takes care of itself at times, but, you know, those last 3 minutes seem to last forever. I tried to slow things down on offense. You know, when you get the ball back and it's kind of, we got it back with, I think, a minute and 30 seconds or something like that. You know, do you go fast and try to get points? Well, you better. I mean, that's the name of the game, but couldn't get anything going. So just tried to slow it down. Maybe you huddle a little bit more, you know, and try to slow things down. But they got the ball back with, I think, 30 seconds and, you know, completed two passes and kicked a field goal. So, you know, they did put the new rule in. You can't call two timeouts in a row. So, you know, one timeout is what it is. It's either going to be 30 seconds or it's going to be 4 minutes based on TV, whether there's one available or not. Towards the end of that half, there wasn't one available, so we had to keep playing.
Dana Holgorsen with us here, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue, Chesting Ford, and by HRNP on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What did you make of Tillman's comments at the groundbreaking about you and your job?
Well, I haven't heard anything, to be honest with you. I don't pay attention to what's out there, what's being said. I have a job to do, and we're going to continuously try to do that. You know, this is a big week. We go to Central Florida. It's my favorite time of the year. I love Thanksgiving week. It's all about family and food and football and have an opportunity to be able to play our 12th game this year. That's important. Our team is excited about that. Like I said, I think we came out and played some really good football. Didn't quit in the third quarter. You know, got wore out in the third quarter, but didn't quit and got it to within 6 points. Had a chance there at the end against a team that I think's probably going to beat BYU and go to the Big 12 championship this week. So we got Central Florida. It's about what we're preparing and, you know, have a chance to go play another Big 12 football game and look forward to going there and doing that Saturday in Orlando.
You talk about getting worn out. I know that was a comment that you made in the post game as well. Are you, like, a lot of times that's going to happen, obviously, in the trenches. That's the front seven. Where are you from a team standpoint, a roster standpoint? Where are you now? Where do you want to be trenches, O-line, D-line, front seven defensively?
I think we've been holding up really good, to be honest with you. Chidozie has been playing really well this year. On the D-line, Jamari Caldwell, Nelson Caesar leads the Big 12 in sacks. David Ugwebu has been playing good, getting really good play out of A.J. Holmes, local Houston kid. We've been good. You know, Chidozie's been banged up, so he wasn't out there at the end of the game, which hurt us trying to stop the run. Going to hurt us this week trying to stop the run as well. But for the most part, we've been holding up. You know, offensive line has had the same starting lineup for 10 weeks. This past week, you know, we're without our captain center, Jack Freeman. He was out. Our left guard was out. Our right tackle was out. So it started to catch up to us there. You know, we played some young kids. Demetrius Hunter went in at center and I thought held his own and played pretty good. Max Baines went in at guard and you know, he's an older kid that did fine. So for the most part, we've been holding up, and that's the biggest area where if you start losing guys and you don't have capable people being able to go in and play, you're going to get wore down. That happened to us in the third quarter. I was proud of our kids, the way that they didn't fold their tent, and we had a shot there in the fourth.
Dana Holgorsen with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Back to the groundbreaking you had that last week. It's not going to be very. It's not going to be very advanced. How do you use that? How are you going to be able to use that this offseason to get players here? And what's it going to look like? And how is it going to help the program?
Yeah, it's absolutely huge for our program. It's the final piece to what we need to be able to be successful in the Big 12. You know, I was excited yesterday. Went over to practice got there at like 3 o'clock, and they had already blocked off the entire parking lot. You know, they're moving cranes in, they're moving trucks in, they're moving, you know, their headquarters, the trailers where their offices, and I got like 4 or 5 of them right there and all that. This is an enormous project. This is a $150 million project. They're gonna start tearing things down. I mean, that scoreboard's coming down, that upper row of stadiums coming down, and then they're gonna start building it up. You know, so when we have recruiting meetings in December, recruiting dinners up in the club level, you're gonna be able to turn the lights on and you're gonna see construction. You know, and so that's what moves the needle. This 2025 recruiting class, which we're currently on the 2024 recruiting class, but even those guys are gonna be able to see some movement. But the 2025 recruiting class, they get to move into it. You know, so here 19 months from now, which, you know, construction moves fairly quick in Houston because of weather and, you know, just based on the how big the city is and available workers, that sort of thing. This thing's going to move along pretty quickly. And so recruits will be able to start to see it being built, which once they start to see it being built, they get excited about it. The pictures are just pictures, but construction really moves the needle, so we're excited about that.
Dana Holgorsen with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know, you mentioned it, this UCF game. You win this game, and you're the best of the newbies in the conference. Does that mean something?
It does, and we've talked about that. You know, I mean, we're all going through the same thing. You know, whether it's Houston, Central Florida, Cincinnati, BYU, I mean, everybody's kind of going through the same thing. I mean, the Big 12 is just such a good conference, top to bottom, hard every week. You know, got to continue to build things and get some difference makers in here to the point to where you get the amount of wins that you're looking for and all that. But I don't think it's a coincidence that we're all sitting here kind of at the same spot, you know. So Central Florida had a huge win 2 weeks ago against Oklahoma State. They looked really good, you know, went to Tech and battled. They're a good team, one of the best offenses that we're going to face all year, you know, and playing good on defense. You know, but if we go down there and get a win, I mean, we got the best record in all four of them, you know. So that means something. That's motivation for us. That's what we're talking about. It's going to inspire us to go down there and play our best.
Well, I want to get your thoughts on what you made a comment about Matthew Golden. You kind of put that out there about what was going on with, kind of brought to light the stuff that happens a lot of time in the dark, where an SEC team was making a big offer to Matthew Golden. Did you see Matthew Golden's response on Twitter that he had about he's locked in and that's not what he's about and he's, you know, he's staying? I thought a very forceful, strong statement about where his loyalty lies. Did you get a chance to see that?
I haven't seen that either. I've been off of Twitter for about 3 months now.
Smart.
You'd be amazed at what I don't know. I really don't get into the social media world. I just, you know, we put our head down and we just go to work. It's not surprising to hear that. I think Matt's he's an incredible young man.
Here's what he said, Coach. I'll give it to you. 1,000% committed to what we are building here at U of H. Tough times don't mean you jump ship, especially for a few dollars. We have to finish the season strong, and the only thing I'm focused on is supporting my teammates this week against Oak State. That's what he said last week. That's what he said November 15th.
Yeah, that's pretty admirable. I mean, it's not surprising because he's a fantastic young man that's committed to the program and just comes in and works his tail off every single day. He's a quiet kid, doesn't say a lot, but his actions they speak pretty loud. I mean, he's a Houston kid, and you know that's awesome to hear that he's committed to the program. We appreciate that. Certainly wish he was out there with us playing. Makes us better when he is, but unfortunately had foot surgery last week and he's going to be out for about 2-3 months. So look forward to getting him back in January, you know, when we start our off-season preparation. And, you know, you get him back, you get Sam Brown back, you get Manjack back, and all these young kids like, you know, like Jonah Wilson, who made a huge play in the game this past week, bright future, and then you get your quarterback back. Along with your running back, Parker Jenkins, that's a lot of weapons that are coming back, and we're just going to keep getting better.
Well, And for earlier, that you didn't know about, Tilman Fertitta gave you a vote of confidence, by the way, at the groundbreaking. Dan Holgerson is our football coach. He says pretty much, you know, we knew how tough it was going to be in the Big 12, and it's going to take some time. That's pretty much what he said. Just so you know that. I don't know. You obviously you're not reading the Chronicle either.
I'm not reading a whole lot of anything, guys. I come to work and we put the video on and we just try to get better. And then I make a whole bunch of recruiting calls in the meantime. I appreciate that. You know, we got the support of the administration. I've known this for quite some time. I mean, I know what's being said and all that, and that's fine. I mean, people can say what they want to say, but at the end of the day, we know what our job is, and there's a whole lot of work to do ahead of us, and we're going to put our head down and just keep working.
That's good. All right. Well, it's a big one. 11 o'clock Saturday, taking on UCF at UCF, and of all the newbies, you could have the best record, and that's kind of a big deal. That'll be great. Well, good luck there. They're playing good football. Play your best, and let's bring home a win.
Right. I appreciate that, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and go Cougs.
All right, there's Dan Holgerson with us right here on ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.